a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Special coverage with David Dujanovic.
Did you get your money yet? Did you check your bank account? We just posted this, in fact, on our D2KSL Twitter page. We'll also post it on KSLNewsRadio.com. The IRS just released a free Get My Payment app. So here's the deal. If you didn't see your money yet because you don't have direct deposit on file with the IRS, you can download that app and get your information to the IRS as soon as possible. So you can get your payment faster. So, Dave, drum roll, please. Did you get your money yet?
I did.
Yay.
I opened it up first thing this morning, and I got my $3,900.
Whoa.
It was nice. $1,200 for me and my wife, and then I got $500 for each kid. I still don't totally understand why they excluded my 18-year-old. He's the one that probably needs the money the most. But anyway, he got booted. But yeah, it was great, and I think now we'll see if all my great plans of what I was going to do with my money hold true. So hey, we got a great little segment for you here. At 9:30 every Wednesday, we go in-depth on the coronavirus with former Health and Human Services Secretary and former Utah Governor Mike Leavitt. As pressure builds to reopen the economy and get life back to normal, Governor Leavitt joins us right now. Thank you so much for joining us. And I bet you did not envy Governor Herbert yesterday as he announced he's closing schools for the remainder of the year.
Well, the governor has a difficult job right now. I have said for a long time that there are no winners in a pandemic, and those who are leading us publicly are have heavy jobs.
Yeah, Governor Mike Leavitt, of course, former Health and Human Services Secretary under the Bush administration, and we just heard from a high school senior who posted an online petition, and she's hoping that she can get the districts to hold off on these virtual graduation ceremonies that have been talked about and wait until summer or perhaps even longer to hold graduation ceremonies, smaller ceremonies, perhaps on the football fields where they can social distance, limit attendees. Okay, I want your perspective, Governor. How realistic is this when it comes to public health?
I feel like we are going to have to experiment. The reality is this is hard because there are a lot of things we still don't know about the virus. There are things we don't know about how best to combat it. And society is full of conflicting priorities. And since there's no way until you've actually dealt with this for a while to know, we're going to have to be feeling our way. I expect that we'll see some experimentation in the kinds of things that the person you referenced suggested. People will begin to gather. We'll try to find that. I saw Dr. Fauci describe how sporting events could be held later in the summer. And they're not the same as we have them today, but at least gives us a chance to experiment with ways in which we can fulfill our rituals as we battle our way through this problem.
You mentioned those conflicting priorities. What are some of those conflicting priorities that you're thinking of?
Well, if you are a healthy person who's suffering economically right now, your priority is to get back to work. If you are not suffering economically, but you worry about your health, you want to emphasize health. And this is not a situation where you can do one or the other. We have to do both. And so we're having to find ways of experimenting with that. For example, I think we'll begin to see different states introduce systems that have, we've heard them talked about, red, orange, yellow, and green, and that we behave differently when it's yellow than when it's orange. I travel a lot, and when I go east, I always check the weather to see how weather report looks in, say, New York. If there's a winter storm watch in New York, I know not to go. In the future, we may see a COVID hotspot watch, and people will be staying home, and the city will shut down, and transportation won't happen. This is a new risk we're dealing with, something we're all having to learn to manage, and it just feels so unfamiliar. We all kind of resent it, but the reality, this is biology. This is not something anyone did to us other than nature.
Utah Governor Mike Leavitt, also former Health and Human Services Secretary, on the line with us every Wednesday. And I am so grateful that you've been calling into the show, because you've really enlightened me and given me new perspective on this very important issue to so many of us. I mean, it's affecting every single family. One of the discussions we're going to have in the 10 o'clock hour, Governor, is that discussion maybe going behind the scenes to see what restaurants are hoping to do with reopening. What's your take on that? I mean, could we possibly start reopening restaurants for dine-in customers if we're socially distanced and if the staff is adequately protected?
I think that will undoubtedly happen. The question is, how soon? And it will likely happen. We started off with no service. Now we're doing delivery only. At some point, you could see restaurants open, but require social distancing, maybe people sitting at every other table or having an appropriate distance apart. But that will happen. I think the question is, how soon? And then ultimately, we'll get back to the way it's always been, with a higher level of consciousness about our susceptibility to things like viruses.
We're testing nearly 100,000 people a day in America. I was tested yesterday, even though I didn't have any symptoms. I went to the testutah.com survey, and I was selected. Can you give us an idea why it's so important to test as many people as possible, even people like me who didn't have any symptoms?
Well, it's important because this virus is a cunning enemy. It can hide. It can be carried on board a person in their body, and they can be shedding the virus and transmitting it to other people who are highly vulnerable and who could literally die as a result of getting it. And so if a person has it, then we need to work with them to say, who have you had contact with? And then those people need to know. You've heard a lot of discussion about essentially recruiting several hundred thousand, they refer to them as trackers or tracers. Those are people who identify a person who has tested positive, and they begin to ask, who have you had contact with? So we can talk with them and warn them, because if they are out contaminating or passing the virus to other people and we're infecting other people, they need to know that, because none of us would want to do that knowingly.
Right.
But if you don't know, you can't alter your behavior. This is a viral problem.
Former Health and Human Services Secretary and, of course, former Governor of Utah, Mike Leavitt, thank you so much for jumping on the line with us once again today here on the Dave and Dejanovic Show on KSL News Radio. Dave, I'm always fascinated and enlightened by his insight, and I think he's offered some sense of hope to some of these graduating seniors that we're going to have to experiment at some point, and maybe this idea of having a ceremony that is smaller on a football field where we can social distance might make sense. Do you think it'll bring some hope to your son?
I sure hope so. I think it is exactly like Governor Leavitt said. It's probably time to start experimenting a little bit and seeing if we can be trusted to go back to life as normal.
Straight ahead, we're going to take your live phone calls. 801-575-TALK. Should we just kick the idea of virtual high school graduations to the curb for now and start talking about this? Smaller ceremonies in the summer if the public health orders allow it. 801-575-TALK.
Dave and Dujanovic.